Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, Valentine's Day is a week from Tuesday, and I would like to welcome our contestant for the blind dating game to the studio, Mary, who is Courtney's friend. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Were you? I know Courtney kind of talked a little bit about your personal life on the show.
Yeah, she's really hyping me up, giving me a lot of compliments. Down. Wiggy, you not so much. Yeah, so well, we'll get into that later.
We'll get to the root of it. You look like you could be sisters. So
we get that sometimes.
Oh yeah.
And so I'm sure that was. I don't know if that was welcome or not, but whatever it happened, and then we said because it's difficult out there when it comes to dating, and so we said maybe we would help and see if somebody who listens to this program might be the perfect match for you. So I'm glad you came in. I noticed you brought, what'd you bring in?
Brought in some donuts.
Oh.
Blackbird
too.
Kill
them with kindness.
Oh, okay.
That's the real stuff.
Yeah. I mean, food is the fastest way to a man, through the stomach is the fastest way to a man's heart. So I
feel that true?
Like, all right. So my objective is and Wiggy needs to be polite, but
I'm always polite. When am I never not polite?
You are, but you come off intimidating.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
this is true.
It's the braids. Don't worry about it.
How do you two know each other, by the way?
So we have a mutual friend. One of my college roommates is Mary's best friend from life.
Okay.
And she brought Mary for St. Patrick's Day our sophomore year of college.
Yes.
And
that was full up talking right there.
Yeah, it was.
Our sophomore year of college.
We were wearing green.
Okay, we were drinking beer. And Mary and I hit it off, fast friends.
Yeah, right. I would say it was love at first sight.
I would too. Yeah. Catherine, shout out to Catherine. She has she has three children.
Okay.
They're all sitting around their TV right now with Twitch up. Chat is down.
Right.
And making sure that the kids tune in to see Auntie Mary.
It's educational.
My biggest fans.
And your mom is a listener of
my mom is a big listener, so shout out to Madonna.
Oh, wow.
She is listening this morning, so we'll keep things PG.
Okay. Right. Tell I loved her song like a virgin.
Okay, I'll let her know.
There goes PG.
How does she feel about you doing this?
She feels good. Yeah. She was shocked.
She was shocked.
Yeah, I haven't, believe it or not, I've never done something like this before.
No, I understand that. And I mean, are you on the dating apps?
I'm on them, but I'm not active.
Okay. What does that mean?
Problem number one.
It means that, yes, I have the profile, but it's a full-time job.
It is.
And I have a full-time job, believe it or
not. What do you do?
Today I took a personal day
for this. But what do you do for
I am in sales.
Okay.
I work for LinkedIn,
okay.
The world's largest professional network,
if any
listeners aren't familiar with it.
Yeah. Six-figure salary, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She also lives in Seaport.
Yeah, Greg and I are neighbors.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I do not live in the echelon. That's for the elite. But
I live. Not. Don't buy into Curtis's dumb narrative.
Right
it's
down
normal,
the street.
It's a normal building.
All
don't you really like
nice.
The echelon doorman, though, on your walks?
Yes. Funny story, actually, there. The doorman at the echelon. No, I don't think he's there anymore. This was now like 2 years ago.
Right.
He actually tried to set me up with a resident
in
the echelon.
Yeah.
It was Greg.
It was not Greg.
Mary, Mary and I have chemistry. It was proven on Nantucket, but I don't want to date any more of your friends. Like, you've tried to set me up with every single one of your friends.
The purpose of the bid is now clear.
Every day I'm begging Greg, please.
Greg, that closet is a no for me.
Oh, really?
Right off the bat, yes.
Why does a closet matter? Like, we talked enough about this yesterday. I don't understand. Why would you judge a guy based on a messy closet?
It's just... your life isn't organized. That's right. what it tells me.
That's what it would tell you?
Yes.
She doesn't want a child. She wants a man.
Yes.
Somebody who can...
I don't want to have to clean up after your dirty shirts.
Yeah. Draws everywhere, man. Oof. Go through all that.
I mean, it's just, maybe I'll work on that this weekend.
You've got to
be cold outside. All right. So when it comes to dating, because we want to find... This is how this is going to work. Next week, we'll have you back in, and we'll have, I think, five finalists.
Uh-huh.
You'll be blindfolded, and you'll ask questions of those who feel like that you guys might click.
All right.
So, and then you'll pick one. We'll go on a date. Courtney and I are going to chaperone. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Davio's.
Ooh, and fancy.
And I want to thank the fine people at Davio's for hooking us up. So we'll go there, and we'll have this date. What are the most important things that you're looking for in somebody that you might click with?
Definitely personality. So it's helpful that I'm going to be blindfolded.
Okay. Yeah.
I do think there needs to be some sort of attraction as well. Not necessarily physical attraction. It could come with the personality, but I need a good sense of humor.
Okay.
I like to laugh. You know, I need to good banter with the person.
Does it matter what they do? Like, do they, you want them to be gainfully employed? Or
I ask
because we have a lot of people in the Twitch chat who don't have jobs.
Right.
So I want to know if they're eligible or not.
I would say no. Courtney tells me to stay away from the Twitch chat. So.
Hey, but you are very funny. You're and I don't lost. Think you give yourself enough credit. And so I do think you need somebody who's funny who can be funny back. Like, you can't have somebody that is easily intimidated or somebody who can't take banter.
Okay.
It's like, oh, she's being mean to me.
She just likes to joke around.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a jokester.
Yeah.
Good job and can't live at home with their mom.
Right. Now, did you hear when you came up on the show and Courtney was saying that it was you were struggling in finding people? Did you hear Wiggy say that there must be something wrong with
you? Yes. Yeah. We're a few minutes in, Wiggy. Yeah. What's my diagnosis?
Well, it seems like based on the information I have of you, as I write down some notes, your pick is off. We got that from Courtney. Mm-hmm. And so it seems like you're established and you're somebody who seems like they got a lot going on. And you might be kind of fishing in the low sea pond. The guys you're choosing.
What? What are you
doing?
Because she might feel intimidated to kind of get of a guy of her stature. So she's down there kind of dealing with the low-life dudes.
So she wants to be the dominant one in the relationship. Yes. Interesting.
So where do you normally, I assume you've had relationships that
yes.
Where do you normally meet guys? Is it on the apps or is it out?
No, the thing with the apps, I need to meet them face-to-face. I feel like I'm playing a game when I'm on the app.
Yeah.
So
apps are the way to go.
I know. It's very controversial. I know Courtney found Santo on the apps.
Yep.
I just haven't had the luck, and maybe I need to put more time in it.
Santa was the number one most eligible bachelor
I heard.
On Hinge.
2018,
In 2018.
He almost went back to back.
How you have Nantucket above your bed, we have the Santo Hinge plaque above ours.
The app allows you to just kind of weed out all those bums. Like it allows you to know exactly what you're looking for and kind of say what you want. Because most of the guys, it seems like you're the one making more money, more stable, got a place in the seaport, you know. Not everybody's like that. And it seems like you're kind of like down on the lower levels, and maybe you need to elevate the guys you're looking at. Get with you somebody that can elevate and be like, yo, they're on my level.
Okay, but you're not.
Where
really
are these men?
Yeah, like what? You're not providing.
They're
any
outside
solution.
Of the seaport in Southie. They're everywhere. That's the problem. I feel like you're in a specific bubble. You know, when you're the men that I'm going to bet you that most of the guys that you've kind of date or talk, they're probably all within a 5 mile radius of each other.
But that's Boston. Boston is small.
It is
hard.
It is.
And the worst part is that if you're in Boston, your girlfriends have all dated guys too. So you got to stay away from specific people.
Because spread your wings and fly.
He's saying go to Eastie.
No. I'm just saying spread out a little bit. Maybe you find a good man in Lowell, Lawrence. I don't know.
Bellingham.
Mm-hmm. What is your idea of the perfect first date?
Ooh.
Good question. And really nothing crazy. A good margarita, a good bar situation. Okay. We don't need to do a sit down full course meal.
Is it expected that the man pays for the first date?
Be honest.
I would offer, and I would like him to offer, and if he does offer, I would accept it. But I would offer.
You would offer.
Yeah. See, but that's the issue. That's intimidating. She's already. Wait a second. She's offering.
What's
well, I feel like it would come
that?
Off badly if I didn't offer.
No, I used to think that too, and now I'm on the point. I think guy asks you out, you say nope. Don't even reach for the wallet. Thank you so much for inviting me. That was lovely.
Right. Well, I mean, so much for equal rights.
No, it's none of that. If you go out with this dude, he should be paying instantly for whatever it is. You know, if you go to dinner, put your money's no good here.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're elevating yourself to a guy who's on your level. If you got to pay for this dude, he's living at home with his mama.
Mm.
You know, he's penny pinching.
On the text line, Mary, are you willing to date a man who is shorter than you?
Oh, good question. Because I am tall.
Right.
I'm tall.
Be honest.
I know. it's not an absolute deal breaker, but preferred to be taller than me. So not, you know, 6'5", but I'm like 5'7", 5'7 and a half, and I like to wear heels, so prefer taller side.
Yep.
So 5'8 plus, we're looking.
Taller, at least eye to eye when you got heels on.
Exactly. Right. Yes.
A texter says that the actual red flag is not the dirty closet, but the red flag is somebody who says a dirty closet is a red flag. Okay.
Welcome to my life, Mary.
Glad we got to the bottom of that.
Greg's like, ooh, I got one in support of my closet.
Sports. Do you, your favorite sports team?
Yes. So I'm a New England girl, Courtney mentioned. I'm a big New England sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Love the Patriots.
Patriots.
I'm coming in on a tough week from Tom Brady retirement.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of.
But would Patriots would be, if you were going to go to a sporting event with a guy, Patriots would be number one.
Patriots
what's
would
number,
be number
what's
one.
Number two for you.
Celtics.
All right.
Celtics.
Okay. So basketball girl.
Yep.
Now, are you active? You work out a lot and that kind of thing?
I do. Yes. Very active. Love a good workout class.
So
I'm
he
a
has to be the same thing.
Yeah, I would prefer someone active. My ideal day with someone isn't like sitting on the couch watching movies.
She's a marathoner.
I'm a marathon runner.
Yes, you are.
Two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Twos. You've done two marathons?
I'll brag. Yes.
Oh, that's pretty good. What is the age range that you're interested in?
Yes, I would say, so I'm 31.
Mm-hmm.
28 would probably be my lowest.
The lowest. Uh-huh.
That's too old for Greg.
Yeah. And then on the older side, originally I said 35 to Courtney, but she said, you know, spread my wings. So 38.
Okay.
Sorry. 38. Sorry, Greg.
Yeah, that's, right.
That's a good window.
You were so close.
Yeah.
But what if the person is mentally 38 years old, not just not physically? No,
I don't think so.
All right. So we're talking guys who are 28.
To 38.
Okay, 10-year. Okay, 10-year range.
Yeah.
No. Now, how do guys submit themselves as a contestant on the blind dating game?
So I'm getting a lot into my DMs, and it's really hard to keep track of. So I want everybody to go to the Greg Hill Show WEEI, and then we will go from there on Instagram.
Okay.
So Jackson, don't open anything. Just leave it to us.
And what do you want? You want a picture?
I want your age.
Your age.
Where you live.
Okay.
And pitch yourself.
All right.
Say why you'd be a great fit for Mary.
Yeah, I like the 45-second video idea of Wiggy.
Yeah.
And then you down with the swirl, like for, you know.
Excuse me?
Like guys that, like, you know, black guys, Spanish guys, or are you, like, focused in on I need a.
I don't think I have a type, as Courtney
you don't
said.
Have a type.
I don't have a type, so.
Doesn't matter.
Well, because some. So I don't know her past. I don't know if she's. Maybe she's never dated a black or Latino dude, and so maybe that might be a little bit different. So that's why I said, is that a thing that she's willing to do? Because you might find love. Nowadays, the swirl is a big thing. So you might find love in that world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open to it all.
Honestly, you say that, and I think ice cream.
But that's what you should think, right? The best ice cream, at least for me growing up on the truck, was the Twist.
Okay.
Chocolate and vanilla. Uh-huh. So that's where the swirl comes from.
That's where the swirl comes from.
Okay. Oh. I'm just trying to keep your options open.
Thank you.
So you're asking me what potentially could be wrong. Maybe you're not willing to go into the other pool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we will. Anything else that you that's important to you when it comes to trying to find love in the blind dating game?
I have one.
Okay.
I think family is very important to you.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
I have a great family, great friends, which is where I spend a lot of my time.
Okay.
So you know, the one is competing with some pretty great people that I already have in my life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All
right. Pressure's so on.
How soon would you want them to meet the family? Like right away?
No. Okay. Not right away.
Yeah. Okay. Smart move.
A lot of pressure there.
That's not me. All right. I'm like, Mom, Dad, I went on a first date. His name's Sato. You got to meet him.
And you want to have kids?
Yes.
And want to get married, have kids? That's okay.
All I'm a recent auntie to my niece, Lily Grace, listening in Connecticut. Okay. So
you have a dog?
I do not have a dog.
You don't
have
a dog.
Nope. Okay. Open to having a dog.
What about, because this is a big one, I feel like, in the world of dating, a guy with kids already. Is that kind of a no-no?
It's a, let me think about it. I don't, again, I haven't experienced with that, but. Okay. I would feel like I would need to meet him, and there would have to be like an instant connection to do that.
All right.
But not off the table.
Well, another strike against Greg.
Yeah, Greg, you're out.
Yeah, I'm out. That's fine. I'm merely going to the dinner so I can pay for it and leave a hefty tip.
So he doesn't have to pay?
I probably won't even.
The guy?
I probably won't even eat. I probably won't even have any. Maybe just a salad.
With no dressing, Greg. No dressing on the salad.
Yeah. Salad, no
what
dressing.
I've gotten from this segment is that Wiggy is obsessed about whether or not people date people of other races.
No, that's part of it.
And Greg wants the free dinner, but he's telling everybody he's paying.
That's part of it. We don't know. I mean, I just met her. That's part of it. Not everybody's into that. So got to keep your options open.
Well, we'll get you back in here next week for the blind dating game. Mary,
good job.
Thank you so much. Great job.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent job.
See, that was easy, right? No, we're still on.
So easy.
You'll be able to. You can watch Courtney do her best work during trending
right now.
Okay.
Great.
All right. We'll do it right now.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Ken's been on us all morning long, so I have to make it quick yet again. The Celtics take on the Suns tonight. Tip at 7:30. Marcus Smart listed as out. Devin Booker, and I know Wiggy was on this at the beginning of the show. He's listed as out as well for the Suns. And exciting news for both of the Jays. They're headed to Salt Lake City for the All-Star game. Jaylen Brown has been named as a reserve. And reminder, we've got Eagles and Chiefs facing off at State Farm Stadium in Arizona next weekend, Sunday the 12th. Reminder that you can listen to the big game right here on WEEI. So listen on 93.7 or for free on the Odyssey app. One quick thing about the All-Star game, Wiggy, and I want to get your thoughts on it. James Harden didn't get the nod. A lot of people saying that that's a big snub. He took to his Instagram to post a story that said the disrespect with a black background. I know the Sixers tweeted out the math ain't mathing. Do you think this is a big snub?
I know he missed a bunch of games, but I'm not a big fan of the All-Star voting anyways. I think the fans vote 50% of it, which is dumb. So you know, based on maybe how he's been playing, his numbers, could he be a snub? But I don't necessarily say it is a snub. I just think the whole thing is a joke and needs to be fixed anyways.
All right. Well, that's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. It is 20 degrees outside. It is going to be absolutely freezing tonight. Real feel in the negative 30s. And by the way, Mary, I love the name Lily Grace.
Great Thank you. Name. I'll let my sister and her husband know.
Yeah, take care.
Maybe.
Jones and Mega. I don't shortchange
Curtis
like for that Super Bowl.
Maybe if you have a daughter, you could go with that name.
Oh,
yeah. It's time to start thinking about number two over there.
Let's get number one sleeping first.
All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.